Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord knows where He's going and where He's taking us. He knows how to get to the things that's necessary. He knows how to manage our abilities. And He knows how to help us in life, help us to completely understand, and help us to do the things that's necessary. Even in our limited understanding of things, the Lord can still use us. We're still His people. We're endeavoring to grow and understand His love and operate in His love and enjoy His presence and all the wisdom that He's given us. And with all that in mind, the Lord can, as He directs us and give us the desire to know Him and follow through, He can use us in mighty ways. Even when we don't realize it. But God is good that way. I love Him. And I love His people. I love His counsel. I love what He does. I love what He stands for. And I'm glad that He exists. Some are trying to figure out whether He exists or not. Some think He don't exist. But I thank God that He do exist. I told Jesus that. I said, Lord, I'm so glad You exist. I'm glad that You are God. And I'm glad that You love us. And it's a blessing that You redeem mankind. I want to be in Your kingdom. I love Him. I'm not trying. Sometimes people, they get saved, but they look over at the world and they desire some of the world, even though they're in the kingdom of God. When I see the world system, it's the camouflage, the illusion that it works to weaken you instead of strengthen you. The kingdom of God strengthens you, but the ways of this world system, it's designed to weaken you and distract you. And everything that's of the world, I want to hate it. That's why I confess with my mouth in faith that I hate the world system. Not the people, but the wickedness. And I want to love people like God loves me and hate sin like God hates sin. Sin will betray everything you're trying to build. It will betray your very life. But God loves you and He knows what can happen if you follow Him. If you follow through with the living ways of God. And there's so much that God is going to share with us. He's going to help us to do the wonderful works of God. He's going to help us understand. He's going to help us see the things that are next. The things that He's going to do. The word says, I have not seen and ear have not heard the things that God has in store for. The things that God has in store for us are great and they're mighty and they're worthwhile. I love Him and I love His people. Now, the last broadcast, we talked about how sometimes people make the mistake of, when it comes to living holy, people take the position that if I don't do these evil things, then I'm right with God. Our righteousness is not because we stopped sinning. Nobody should sin. But our righteousness gives us the ability to decide not to sin. And that didn't come from us. It's not a work that we came up with. That came from Jesus, the new birth. We believed on Jesus and He imparted to us His life, the life of God. Now, I can't brag on, if I do something right, I can't brag on it. If I don't do something wrong, I can't brag on that either. I'm actually, in all honesty, I'm thankful that God delivered me from things. I'm thankful that God rescued me out of the world system and the mindset that destroys. See, in the world system, you can have a mindset that's used to not God, to God not being around. In the world system, there's no expectation that God is with you. You don't expect God to do anything on your behalf. You don't expect to be rescued. You feel like you have to rescue yourself. You have to think. And you have to be clever. And then in the kingdom of God, you're at peace. But even in the peace, you still have to watch out for your life. But you can pray. If you see something, just believe God. Do what God's word say. Handle things biblically. It's a better way to fight back. But the world system, you're not looking at God. You're looking at things. You're looking at feelings. You're looking at people. You're looking at what makes you feel good and how you want things to be. But when you're in the kingdom of God, you receive more of His knowledge, and you understand it, and you have resilience against sin. Even success, without a sin nature, it's easier to attain success, but you got to do your work. A lot of times people have so many problems when they try to get out of working. I explained in a few broadcasts prior that, or earlier this week, that working, when you do your, that's the only thing that you contribute at your will in God's kingdom, your works, what you do. And because of your works, the kingdom of God responds. Heaven, there are angels that help you do what you got to do. When you have faith in the Lord, when you take authority over Satan on earth, you're binding him, you're stopping him. Heaven backs you. When you decree a thing on earth, heaven makes it happen. But it's all down to your works, what you do with your hands and your mind and your body, with the works that you do. That allows spiritual wealth to get on your life. Everything else God did, He did the resources, He gave you the wit, the will, He gave you abilities. But when you actually put your hand to the plow and you do your work, that's where you get to contribute. And because of your work, you'll be blessed. Now, I watched a movie a long time ago. It was called Captain's Courageous. Captain Courageous. And there was a spoiled brat kid. His father was rich. And he fell off of a yacht and the fisherman rescued him. And he was on the fishing boat. But the captain of the boat said, "Everybody on this boat works before they eat." He said, "If you don't work, you're not going to eat." And he meant it. And one of the deckhands knew that he was just a spoiled, rotten kid. He made him work, and then he was able to eat something. Actually, he physically made the boy work, and then he was able to eat and satisfy the captain. But our works help us access the spiritual realm. To us, it looks just like we're just working and there's no end to it. But it's actually a blessing. It's an expression of our love. We take care of our families by our works. And people, when people try to get out of work, and then they want other people to do their part, and they're not willing to do their part, that's not God's way. That's not being a servant. And the way to be mighty in the kingdom of God is to be a servant, to seek to be a blessing to others. That's what God said in the first place. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. He didn't tell Adam to go sit under a shade tree and let the animals do the work. He said, "You be fruitful." See, when you are fruitful, when you do what you're supposed to do, your little children, they see that. Now, over time, they're going to see, hey, it's a good thing to work, because when he works, he gets results, and he can take care of his family. He can buy them things that they need. They can have socks and shoes and coats and jackets in the wintertime. There's enough food to go around. There's enough clothes to go around. And then when, as the kids outgrow their clothes, they're able to buy new ones, nice new ones. And they don't have to beg and borrow and cheat and steal and do things like that. They can take care of their home. And that honors God. And the Lord is the one who said, if a man won't take care of his children, he's worse than an infidel. God is very stern about you doing your part, such as forgiveness. The Lord forgives us of millions of sins throughout the course of our lives. He forgives us of millions of sins. Any one of them could have kept us out of the kingdom of God. But we're forgiven for it. So we got to walk in forgiveness too. We need to love others the way God loves us. And we need to do our part. If we have children, make sure those children eat. Make sure that you do what you have to do to take care of your children. And you'll have the blessing of God in your life. And that's when you see the end of what happens to those who do right, that's what you desire. That's what everybody desires. They just don't know it. They're trying to get the end result, attempting to get the end result without working and being a blessing to God is wrong. We need to be willing to do our part. But because I don't sin and don't do all a laundry list of evil things, that's not why I'm righteous. I'm righteous because the blood of Jesus washed my sin away, all of it. And he gave me the ability to walk according to his word. And then the blessings of God will come upon my life. And the wickedness of sin won't be able to hinder me if I'm not committing sins. So I want to make sure that I do all that's in God's heart because I trust him. See, I got a revelation that if I do all that's in his heart, he can take me, he can use me mightily to do a greater work, and people will live because of it. If you do what God put in your heart, it's going to work well, and it's going to bless everybody you know. It's going to bless your people. It's going to bless your children. It's going to bless you. You'll have more time to enjoy life if you do things according to God's word. Why? One reason, if you work, you're less likely to waste. People that's lazy on their job, they also are wasters. They waste. It's easy for them to waste what they receive because they got it too easy. They got it without working for it. But when you work for it, when you put in, you're not as apt to waste the precious money that you work for, because that work was a part of your life that you surrendered to make something happen so that you can get paid and be a blessing to your home and your church and your family and your friends. You know, you want to be a blessing to people. God blesses generosity. I'm not as generous as I desire to be. I don't have as much as I desire to have to be able to do what I really want to do. But God blesses me to pay my bills and do the things I need to do to keep my radio and website ministry going. And I thank God for all of it. I thank God for every chance I get to minister his word to his people. And it's not about making a name for myself. It's about honoring God and helping other people do the same thing. When you love God's word, you have an appetite for his word. You have a stronger desire for it. And with that desire, you can learn even more. And you will be a greater blessing to the people you know. Now, when you go to heaven and you're going to enjoy it, you look around, you want to see your people. You don't want anybody you know not to make it, because you'll never see them again. I don't want anybody I know to end up in that pit of hell. I want to see God's people flourish like they're supposed to, like God designed them to. Because God loves his people. And his return is imminent. And he's coming back. And he said, tell my people that my return is imminent. Be ready that they be not left. He want us ready. He want us to forgive others like he's forgiven us. He want us to love others like he loved us. He want us to... We don't work to gain the favor of God. We already got that. We don't work so that we'll be pure in God's eyes. We already got that. That was done by Jesus Christ. We stop sinning because sin don't work. We don't like it. But we want to honor God in every way of life. Every way of life. We want to honor God. And Jesus paid the price so that we could. So to settle everything, if you walk in love, good things happen. The right things happen. If you walk in love, if you love the Lord your God, if you care about him, if you want to see him mightily move in your life and throughout your life, love other people. Call people back. Be a blessing. Seek to be a blessing. Treat people like they matter, like they make a difference. Because God loves everybody. And the reason we physically keep the law or fulfill the law is because we operate by love. Love, the love of God fulfills the law. The love of God always fulfills the law. And the love of the world can't. And the enemy out there, he wants to get people distracted. So don't fear what he's doing. And don't let it hinder you in life. Don't let it take away from your life. Take what God gave you and do something with it. Go back to the beginning. Be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish the earth. Subdue it. And have dominion over it. If you do these things, you're going to love it. It's going to be a blessing. And you're going to enjoy life on a greater scale. The Lord our God is mightily moving by his Spirit. Sometimes people do get caught up in what they do right and how good things are. People get excited about things. That it's amazing when you once were trapped by sin and now you're not. It's a big deal when you find yourself not doing the things you know were wrong and corrupt. There are many people who are sinners who are out there trapped in sin, and now when they come out, it's a big deal when they don't sin, and they're glad, and they're trying to show the world, hey, this works. When people make a big deal out of what they don't do, it's not just because they're trying to show out. They're amazed. When the Lord do things to my favor, and teach me things that I didn't know and show me visions, it's amazing to me. I want to share it. But after walking with the Lord a while, I know there's a way to do it without putting other people down. Now, every Christian that's excited about the Lord, they're not trying to put anybody down. They're trying to draw attention to what God has done in their life. The women that don't wear pants, the women that don't wear makeup and things like that, holding this tradition, they believe that. They believe they're right. But that's not that. According to to Colossians chapter 2. The rudiments of the world, the persuasions of men, the commandments of men, God said, touch not, taste not, handle not. But people who are introduced to the Holy Spirit, they don't always know how to judge everything that's perfect and things that's not perfect. If a pastor say something and they receive from the Lord and they're blessed, they want other people to be blessed, and they keep the rules because they think that's true. But at the end of the day, the reason you're righteous is because of the blood of Jesus only. And you have the ability to not sin. You don't want to sin. You don't desire it anymore. But all you have to do to make everything right is walk in love and ask God to guide you so that you can walk in love and love everybody. And you will fulfill the law. And the things that God didn't command you to do, you're free from that. Be free from it. And live your life to honor God in love. Live to honor God in life by your love. You receive love from Him and love everybody else. And don't, when you love God, you're fully supplied, as you're fully supplied by His strength. Avoid being needy. I say that in love. Avoid being needy, depending on other people. As you grow in the Lord, you'll find out you don't have to depend on others. God will supply you. When others don't give to you, or when they don't do things you wish they would, God loves you, and He'll supply you. He will help you love His people. People are not always willing and obedient. People are contrary sometimes. But God loves you. You receive strength from His love, and you can supply others to do better. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.